Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
All right. Let us begin.
Yeah. Shame we don't have any pre-D&D stuff to talk about this time.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, because everything we talked about was bad. So.
Yeah, nothing this time.
Nothing this time.
Well, what about GeeklyCon? There's tickets on sale for that.
Yeah.
You could, download Tribulation Farce.
I love GeeklyCon. There's so many cool things you can do at GeeklyCon. You can go to a brewery, I assume. You could go to the Museum of Fun.
You can play board games with your internet friends.
You can have fun at a museum.
Yeah, you can see a live show. You can play games. Tons of people are hosting games. Friend of the pod, Galen, is running like a bone card tournament.
Oh my god, hell yes.
Bit.ly/bonecards if you want to get in on it. And I think you should.
I think you should get in on that. That sounds exciting.
That's going to be so fun. Your whole butt's going to explode.
It's going to explode right off your butt.
Yeah, your huge stupid ass.
Oh, and I sort of muttered it, but please download Tribulation Farce.
That's right.
That's our show. Yeah, the first episode is out.
The first episode's up. We just recorded the second episode yesterday, and it is quite a chunk of chapters. You should definitely listen to it.
I hate that I can't keep reading, because I'm into the Left Behind.
Yeah, we're going to get Left Behind build at some point.
They mentioned Nikolai Carpathia.
Yeah, they did. They kept, the second chapter honestly was kind of boring, but the third chapter reeled me right back in. That mentioned Nikolai Carpathia.
Revved right up.
And the New World Order. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Michael, though.
Previously on Greetings Adventures.
Lucy goes over to Rourke. I'm just gonna probably go. Alright, so you head back to town. Day 6 of the campaign, and night has fallen.
There's no need to keep talking about all this revolution, rebellion, resistance business.
I think it's incredibly brave to stand up for what you believe in, even if you're wrong.
I also know that you seem to have some magic ability. I'm just saying that maybe we could help each other.
Sure.
I just wanted to check in on your boss to see how he was doing.
He didn't come back. But he's okay, though. He sent in tomorrow morning's edition already. Do you want the headline?
Yeah.
Decacog escapes OT in magic-filled battle. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Like, I can't print him here. I mean, they're going to be printing him in all the other cities, which is fine.
You've ruined my life.
I should have killed him.
You've righted to not kill him, you little weird coward.
I mean, are you implying that they did this on for me to fail?
That sounds plausible. Are they sabotaging the mines?
Okay, there's been maybe some light, like a light sabotage.
Oh, whenever I ask people to join my band, that's my secret underground grassroots movement.
You know Screech is the master.
Hey, everybody, my leg's back to normal. Check it out, look at my leg. What the fuck are you doing?
Listen, okay, some shit went really bad, right? Okay, shit is going off, and it's not good, and I don't know what to do, and I panic. Honestly, I'm starting to think that, like, maybe the things I was taught about magic users were wrong. I just think that you should give him a chance and tell the truth. I told the truth, and I think it was the right choice.
But I decide the manner and the hour of my big reveals.
Fair enough.
What if when they come, there's an army of giant ants?
Giant ants.
I like this.
That's not a horrible idea. Because that way we would divert the blame, I think.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't care at and all then I, what happens to Lucy.
And then actually, I've actually fulfilled my real mission, which is finding out what's going on with the mine.
Rourke, you get a message on your sending stones.
I answer it immediately.
Meet me at the graveyard at midnight.
Am I with everyone still?
No, it's late.
I'm gonna, okay, what is something that Chuck would always tell me to do before I was gonna go out? Like, put on socks.
I said I didn't want you to walk alone anymore because you keep dying.
Oh, but I just mean like as a kid, like put on socks, oh, gotcha. Wear a jacket, like don't forget your such and such.
Here's a knife. Here's a second knife.
Yeah. Okay. Make sure you got your knife in your shoe. Make sure you got your knife in your holster.
Never talk to any guards.
She's got her knife on her knife.
Yeah, so the knife's got a tiny little like vest with smaller knives in it.
Yeah, it does. So she's got all of that stuff. And then she puts a note on her papa's door that says, "Don't worry, going to the cemetery at midnight with Lucy will update."
It's probably like three.
Three?
It's probably like three. If I think about it. Yeah, because you've had a full night's rest at this point, technically.
Perfect. Okay. At three, if we could move to a secondary location, I will leave you a note at the cemetery. Being careful, packed everything you told me to, including my knife on knife. Bye. I think that was very acceptable.
That was so responsible.
That was so responsible.
So responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And she told him the truth, too.
That is true.
Which I guess, actually, if you're raised by a person like Chuck, it kind of makes sense. You just be like, I'm just going to tell you.
I can make you tell me.
I mean, she did promise that she would be honest about it. She said, I can't not do it, but I'll tell you about it.
All right, hold on. Okay, so you close the door behind you. And you don't see this, obviously, because the door is closed. But when you're closing the door, causes a gust of wind, which goes through. The note flies up in the air, spins around, and lands in the garbage, where it explodes.
Oh, my God. That's like the fifth note.
Just kidding. Just JK, JK. But it is. It's dark, and it's...
Okay.
It's spooky.
Is there anything left over from dinner, like a sausage roll, maybe a few sausage rolls or something like that?
Yes, there are a few sausage rolls.
I take a sausage roll for each of us and maybe one for the trip back and an extra one for Lucy for their trip back too. So I four sausage rolls and maybe one extra in case I get lost. So five sausage rolls.
Yeah, you got five sausage rolls.
How much do these weigh and how much like carrying capacity overhead do you have?
You're encumbered.
No! Okay, I eat one sausage roll.
I feel like your reasoning here is like how I pack underwear for trips. I need at least like twice as much as I need.
Literally.
You're going for 4 days. How much underwear wear? 14?
10 pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always pack like I'm going to shit my pants.
Exactly. You have to. You have to illegally or you will shit your pants.
Yeah, you live and learn, you know?
I was talking to Danny's family once and I said, you know, like whenever you pack your shit, I shit my pants underwear. And his family all looked at me and was like, what? And I was like, you pack.
You should have never married that girl.
And I'm like, yeah, you know. And so his mom was like, so you go on a vacation for 3 days. How many pairs of underwear do you pack? And I'm like seven at least.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So you're walking through town. It is pitch. It's so dark. It's there's no moon tonight. I know you've got
dark vision.
Dark vision. Blah blah. But it's still very dark, and you can't see any colors. And that's, you know,
that's half the fun.
There's cricketing, and it is actually. Actually, I think it's late fall.
Is it peaceful? It's a little chilly. Is there...
I was about to make it spring because I wanted to make it like it is outside right now. But that's just not... That was campaign one where we played in real
time. We're 4 months ahead.
Yeah, and this one we know exactly how long we've been playing, which is 6.5 days.
Yeah. Wow. And it's late fall.
It is late fall.
Based off Michael's... calendars
based off of us starting this podcast towards fall.
If I blow out while I am breathing, will it make a little fog, a little
yes,
perfect. Okay, I do it. I pretend like I am smoking. It's not cool, but I still do it. And then I just have a little conversation and just pretend to be distinguished people.
Okay.
I'm coming to buy mine. Why would you ever
buy? Pretend to be more than one person?
Yeah, I be all the characters.
My God.
I'm super normal, smoking a cigarette in the frickin' cemetery at 3 a.m. having a conversation alone.
It's not even a real cigarette. It's just doing and then breathing out to make the breath look like vape or look like smoke.
You gotta do that.
I'm so normal.
Yeah.
Okay, you know that the graveyard, so as we all have a map of town, it's the thing we all have, and you know for a fact that the graveyard is behind the Temple of Rhea, and you know that a kind of unusual fellow named Wally Bonebraids is the grave keeper, and that's what you know about stuff.
Wally Bonebraids.
I don't know where that name came from, but this is what it says in my notes. So
that's not a Patreon name?
I love it.
I don't think so.
Michael blasted off his ass writing the word Wally Bonebraids.
just laughing.
Bone brains? Don't make sense.
You're crazy for this one, Thrifty.
and you are, you know, we'll meet Lucy shortly, but you do know that, you know, that Wally Bone Braids, I'm sure he's asleep, but he does.
Oh, he is there. Okay. You know,
he's the grave keeper. So you know of him as the grave keeper. He probably lives in a shed.
They always do that.
I go to my favorite place in the cemetery, because I have one. And I hang there, and it's probably on like near some really big monument to like some founding family. Probably Screech's family, who owns the mines or whatever.
We're not buried here, but we still want you to know we're important.
It's like Thomas Jefferson's memorial. He's got like a million of them all over the place.
We bought advertising space on some poor person's gravestone.
So I hang out there and I wait for Lucy, and I wrap up two of the sausage rolls so that I do not eat them. And then I look at the other three and I think about how long I can last before eating them. And I start to feel a little peckish. So I have half a sausage roll and then I put it back. And then if she's not there in 10 minutes, I do eat the rest of that sausage roll.
Well, she doesn't take 10 minutes.
Perfect.
Yeah, Lucy is like, Wow, didn't try to hide your presence, huh? Just strolled in with smelly sausages.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Talking and singing and whatever you were doing. That was, I love the confidence.
I mean, I come here a lot, and I don't mean that in the way that it sounded. It's not like, ugh, this is my place. I'm just saying, if I came here and was like trying to be sneaky, it would be really weird. One, because I'm decent at it, but I'm not like the greatest at it. I'm more likely to like, you know, step on a twig and then fall and break my wrist. So honestly, that's way more in character. So you gotta do you, boo.
Right. Cool.
You want these sausage rolls?
Yeah, I could fuck up a sausage roll right now.
I packed you two. You one you can have now or later, and then one you can have on the road back or whatever.
This is as big as my forearm. You think I would eat two of these?
I packed you lunch tomorrow.
Damn, I can't imagine someone eating a whole one of these.
Rourke takes a half that is in her bag and shoves it in her mouth, destroying the evidence that there was. Because if there's half of one, then she'll know that she at least ate half of one and that she has three. If she doesn't see the other one, then she doesn't know that there were three to begin with, that there's only two. And then it makes sense that there's just as many sausage rolls for Rourke as for Lucy.
Yes. You're right. That is what she will think.
Secret sausage.
This is a little treat for me.
So, yeah, I guess like, I don't know. I guess your dad's pretty intense.
I mean, he is, but it's because he cares.
Yeah. That's so weird. That whole thing was so weird. Like, why? How are you hanging out with a OT person?
Well, I thought that she was like really cool. And honestly, I thought it was going to be where she was like, hey, I'm with the OT, but honestly, I hate them.
That's what I thought. She looked cool.
Right. And then she came at my dad, so I had to sleep her ass.
Oh, nice.
But like, don't tell her, because I still think her hair is really cool. And honestly, I feel like, I don't know, maybe we could like, and get her, and like, maybe she'll like come to our side.
Well, the way she was freaking out, I don't think she's going to last long.
This is her first mission, so I feel like anyone would be nervous. It makes sense. Like, they train them all and everything at the school, so I feel like she can take all this stuff.
Well, hey, maybe it's her first mission. Maybe she's not ruined yet.
That's true.
Like, the OT's, like, bad. You know that, right? They're, like, really bad.
I mean, do you see how they look? There's no way that people that look like that are good.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, come on, you're gonna ban magic?
Like, I have magic because I was like born that way, but you're gonna tell me I can't? Like, who are you?
I heard they rounded up all the unicorns too.
Okay, true story. One time, my third cousin, a rumor has it, was run over and stabbed by a unicorn. So they did have a forever blood feud with it. And my family's not really super great with unicorns, but I hate to see them go.
Right. Like, they're dead. They're obviously deadly, but they're beautiful creatures. Like, I wouldn't want sharks to be rounded up either.
Right. Majestic murder machines, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Do you want a clove cigarette?
Rourke takes it, and again, she was practicing this earlier, but she's never actually smoked. So she eats everything. So everything's been edible that she does.
Cigarette? She just chops it in half.
Delicious.
So she takes the clove cigarette and she tries to look very cool while smoking it, but...
All right, roll performance.
Oh, shit.
She is a bard.
So. I should feel like I should be better at this tonight.
Bard smoke.
Okay, I rolled a 10 plus 3, 13.
You look... I mean, you don't embarrass yourself.
Okay, not a first timer.
But, yeah, but you don't look... Like, you don't feel cool.
I don't know what, like, which hand to hold it in, so I keep switching awkwardly.
Like, there's flashes of you're like, oh my god, I'm so cool, but then you're like, ugh.
Like, I'll get it, I'll, like, lean back, and I'll be like, and then I'll, like, oh no, this is weird. Okay, yes. So, what What's the sitch?
Well, I mean, so I think I have to make sure that, like, so you are, I can tell you're cool.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, obviously you want to overthrow the emperor.
I'm sure.
But I just, like, so I want to add you to the resistance.
Okay. Thank you.
So now it's both of us.
Oh my god, I love it. Okay, okay. Can my dad come? He honestly is super chill. He's gonna say that he hates it, but that's just because that he's like he's stuck in the old ways. But I think that once he wants to fight for what's good, and he's just afraid because he fought in the war, you know, and like that was bad. But also, I think that was just
that's been really hard for him.
I think it was. I think he cries a lot at night, and he doesn't know that I hear, but I do. And it's okay. I wish he would open up to me because I can support him if need be, or help find him resources.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If it does turn out that he's cool, it would be great to have someone, an actual magic. Wait, you can actually cast spells, can't you?
I mean, not well. I don't know. I don't think
so. Can you cast a spell?
No, I can't.
Come on. Do something cool.
No.
What can you cast?
How visible is the graveyard to the rest of the
It's behind the church.
Look at the map. And, you know, it's at the northwest corner of it. So not a lot of foot traffic. But that being said...
Yeah, probably don't want to cast a super bright spell.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do prestidigitation, and I'm going to change my hair color to bright blue.
I said no bright spells!
Say blue! Say blue! Say blue!
Regular blue! Dark blue! Dark blue!
I can't believe you can really do it. That's amazing.
Can you do magic?
No.
Oh.
I can't. But I can do stuff that's like magic using this Theonite stuff. I'm pretty good with, like, you know, gadgets and things like that.
That's cool. I'm not very good with gadgets.
Yeah, so it's like almost like I can do magic.
You do magic with metal.
Yeah, it is metal.
Just like the music.
Nice. Yes, like the music. Nice. Yes.
There is this one. I don't know how Chili is, but there's this one guy. I've only ever seen him at night, and he's been around to help fight whenever I've been in bad situations. But he looks like a koala.
The ant koala guy.
Yeah. He's cool. Now, the other guy in my party, Screech, he hates magic. Do not talk to him about this at all.
Okay.
But koala, Drop Bear, he seems very chill about it.
What is his name? That's so confusing.
You know, he told me Drop Bear, but I've heard him also say Koala T.
Huh. All right.
I think he said he was going through a rebranding.
Got it. Whatever
that means.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's weird. All right. Well, that was really, you know, I didn't really have anything else. I just wanted to invite you to the resistance.
Wait a minute. Okay, though. Like, I just, you know I trust you.
Yeah.
Bestie. But I do want to say, like, because, you know, sometimes you just got to think it. You have to say it so you can get it out of your brain. But what if I just showed you magic and then you're going to go back and tell someone and they're going to come and they're going to whole ransack our town and kill us? This might be my papa talking, but...
Well, I've seen you do magic now, right?
Right. So, yeah. So you now... But...
But you know that I live in the White Spire.
That's so... But do I know though? You told me that.
No, we could check it out though, if you want to go.
Okay, let's go! Okay, I leave a note on the thing that says went to the White Spire just to check it out, be back in... How long do you think it'll take? Like 13 minutes?
Probably like an hour.
Okay, be back in an hour. We have to be back by 4:20. Blaze it. Because that is whenever my dad wakes up at 4:30 and I can get back from the cemetery.
I thought I slept in late.
4:30 to pee at the same time every night.
He always has to pee at 4:30 in the morning. That's when he starts the coffee. He gets the coffee in the pot and everything. Yeah, and then he goes back to sleep.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
I don't care.
I think we can do it.
We are making friends.
We are smoking cloves. I cannot believe you're smoking cloves in the graveyard.
Of course she is.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Yeah, so I leave a little note and then we go to our secondary location.
All right, so you start heading towards the White Spire. Roll perception.
Okay. I rolled a 5 plus 3, so 8. I know that's not great, but what if we did a little reversey where low numbers were actually good?
So you see in front of you a very tall white spire. There's amazing. A big chunk missing out of the top of it.
Oh. Is it normally like that?
Yeah, it's always like that.
Fuck!
I never noticed this before.
All right, so the front door's locked, but if you come around the side, you can climb in through this broken window.
Wait, why is the window broken? Can't y'all fix it?
Well, that's how I get in.
Okay.
It's my front. It's like magically locked.
This is such a bad idea. Why am I off by myself?
You're a very, very naughty girl.
You're very impulsive. This is definitely a ask for forgiveness, not permission situation.
Rourke knows she's fucked up already, but she's in too
it's
deep.
So true.
You already kind of asked for permission, and
you said no.
Obviously, you're an adult.
And you're like, well, I'm going to just do it anyway.
Or am I adult? Who knows?
You are.
Oh, yes. No, I definitely am an adult. Okay. Yeah. So I'll follow you.
Okay. They just sort of like spring through the window and make it look real easy. It's a smallish window.
Okay.
And there is, you know, glass shards and stuff.
Okay.
So if you want to roll athletics or acrobatics.
I mean, I actually...
And again, Lucy's like 2 feet tall or 3 feet tall, right? And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm like
Rourke's
7.
Like 7 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, Michael. I think I would just like to go through it.
Hmm.
Can I do that? Oh, shit. I rolled it. Okay, never mind. I rolled a 19 plus, you said acrobatics?
Yeah, that works.
Yes, plus 4, so a 23.
Okay, you have no problem.
Amazing. I just go right through.
Lucy's like, wow, you're flexible for someone so big.
I'm a pro of sneaking out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or in? I mean, that's more like breaking the law, and I only do light crimes.
So you see like a bunch of, it's pretty dusty in here. It's pretty spidery.
Do you guys not normally clean?
Well, it's just me.
Oh. Wait, where's everyone else?
This is it.
Oh.
Yeah, you're the second one.
Oh my God. Oh my God, we got this whole place? Wait, can we pick out rooms?
Well, the downstairs area, it's a sort of big open entrancey area.
Open concept. Got it. Love it.
And like they have clearly lofted a bed off to one side and have a bunch of like hangings around it and have made like a little kind of fort-ish area.
I love it.
Out of it. And it looks like all cool and stuff. And there's like some cool drawings around it and whatnot. And then there's also like a workbench with like all kinds of crazy looking fancy tools and stuff. And a bunch of some like a little basket of theanite chunks and like a bunch of like little items that look like they're in the middle of being made.
I go look at the little things to tinker at them. And I don't like touch them, but I like put my finger over them and like, I don't know, like hover right above it. Sometimes I like to almost touch things.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost touch it. And then, do they have food here?
Yeah. Yeah, they have, but, like, nothing. It's like there's, like, some berries and, like, maybe, like, I don't know. What else would they have?
Like a hard hunk of bread?
Yeah, some moldy cheese.
They've, like, snuck into maybe the bakery and, like...
Okay.
And, like, you know, clearly have been going into the fields and, like, snagging... pumpkins and other things.
Just eat a raw pumpkin. Just
eating raw pumpkin.
Oh, you roast that. That's delicious. You can make a soup out of that.
Good. Oh. Chomping into it raw.
You put a bone in it, you got a stew, baby.
Don't touch that one. That one, it shocks you when you touch it, but...
Is it a bad shock?
Yeah, it's not great. It'll be good eventually, but I just finished this one, and they pick up a ring, and they're like, it's all Theonite, and... It's pretty cool. And they hand it to you and they go ahead, try it on.
No. Methinks not.
it's not a magic. It's not magic. It's fine.
Okay, but what does it do? It's just a...
It actually protects you.
Okay, it's not one of those rings where like, fuck, I'm dumb. It's not one of those rings where you, like, put it on and it, like, cuts your finger, does it?
No!
Those are weird.
It wasn't. Look. And they put it on and take it off. And they're like, see? It's not, like, dangerous. I told you not to touch the dangerous one.
That's fair. You did say that. But what if that was actually the really good one and you're keeping it for yourself and you're giving me the cursed one?
I wouldn't do that. I'm nice.
Sense motive? Oh, sorry. insight?
roll it.
Michael, what did you roll? You have to tell us.
I don't.
I got a 12.
You think they're telling the truth?
Okay, this person is so legit. I love Lucy so much. I'm so dumb. Okay. I put it on just a little bit, just on the tip of my pinky.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. And I just look at it. I'm like, that's so cool.
Lucy goes, oh, I can't believe you did it. Now your soul is trapped inside of there forever.
Haha, joke's on you. I don't have one.
Oh. but you do have a ring of protection.
It's real? It's not a joke?
The first magic item!
Whoa!
Give it to me!
But it's not. But it's Theonite. It's not magic.
Okay.
Michael, it is magic. Come on. Am I right?
I know it is. But it doesn't set off detect magic.
Ooh, that's cool.
I love it. Okay. Let me add this to my character sheet. Okay, I put it on my finger... That looks the coolest, or does it fit?
And like the sense of confidence like washes over you.
Damn, I feel just like you.
And you're like, ah, oh, I feel untouchable.
Oh my god.
My AC is higher.
She's like doing a little like dance. She's like doing the moonwalk.
Yeah, I start moonwalking immediately. And it's like, I've never been able to really get it, but I just nail it.
There's a spiral staircase that goes up onto the walls and Lucy points up there and they go, I still haven't been up there.
Let's go. Okay, wait. Okay, wait, hold up though. What if we went back and got my papa and then we brought him here and he could help us clear out the top and then we could also sell him the idea of the resistance and I could show you in the meantime that he is chill and not like super lame like most of the adults.
Yeah, you know, it's getting late anyway and I'm sure you're worried, you know, you want to like...
Yeah, I should go.
You're afraid because your dad's not around. I get it.
Oh, you're... Okay, you're negging me. Got it. I thought you were telling me that you didn't want to hang out anymore and that I needed to leave. After you.
No.
This is so dumb. No, I don't think I should do this. I've done enough silly things today.
I was being the audience in this moment, not a player. And, you know, I'm yelling at the screen. Don't go in there.
Let's go in one room. One room. The first room we come to, we'll go in there.
All right, let's go. And you start heading up the stairs.
Okay. We go side by side.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or, couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high-protein, keto-friendly, gluten-grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
All right, let's switch. Let's see what Screech is doing.
Oh my god, I don't even remember.
It's the middle. I'm assuming you wake up the next morning. You've been in the castle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're sleeping in the castle. You wake up. So Saul brings you your breakfast.
Yeah.
He goes, "Hey, breakfast."
Oh yeah, yes, Saul, my most trusted friend. It's not really just
I got your eggs just the way you like them. They're real runny.
Well, I never actually said that, but thank you for...
Yeah, it's a good way to eat them, though, Thella. You really go in there runny.
Could I get a sponge on the side just like last time?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I brought you sponge.
Screech eats the sponge. Like,
they're a living being. You can eat them.
Yeah. Do you have my morning paper?
Yeah, I got it right here. Oh, actually, no, they didn't deliver it today. They said they were out of paper.
Oh, my God.
Oh, everyone talks like this. It's part of the world, I guess.
This is the accent here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like what time of day?
You just woke up.
Okay.
It's whenever Screech wakes up.
Oh, my God. Probably late afternoon.
Oh, my God.
4 p.m.
Well, I mean, if I'm always out in the night.
And then you're sleepy. That's true.
Yeah. They never show Batman sleep. Read all the comics. You'll never once see him in bed.
It's a Christian Bale movie. He gets up and does those sick push-ups. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, he's out of bed.
Good point.
So, yeah, I'd probably go... I think I would want to investigate the White Spire. I think that's something I said I wanted to do when we were talking to What's-Her-Face the first time. And now that we want to use the ants to our advantage, I think I would be probably scoping that place out.
Okay. All right, so you're going to head that way?
Yeah.
After you eat your runny eggs?
Well, most of them go in the trash.
And sponge.
Yeah, yeah. I only eat the sponge. Okay. You thought I was going to use it to soak up the eggs. That's not... There's no eggs in that sponge.
Let's go to Chuck next.
Okay, yeah, I get up at 4 a.m. to do my nightly pee. But I'm scratched. I'm rubbing my eyes as I walk towards my door, and I don't see the note. Go back to sleep until about noon.
Okay, you wake up. And you get this horrible feeling in the pit of your stomach.
I mean, I have that every morning.
Well, it's noon. I'm back by noon.
Are you?
Michael?
Chuck, what do? You wake up and you get this bad feeling.
I check in on Rourke's room. I immediately think she's done something stupid.
I would never.
So just to clarify, did the note actually blow away or not?
No, it did not blow up.
It did not.
Yeah, sounds like... Yeah.
So you would see it eventually.
Eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, there's... No one's in Rourke's room.
Ah, no!
Not again!
And then I run out, see the note, read it, and say, no!
No, you don't see a note. You see Rourke cooking up some breakfast.
Oh! You... I had such a bad feeling. I thought you did something so bad. I don't know why.
What would I do? Like, go to the cemetery at midnight, meet Lucy, give her sausage rolls, and then go to the White Spire?
What's that dust on you? What's that ring? Wait a second. Why are you smiling? Why are you making me breakfast? What did you do?
She smells like clove cigarettes.
Are you smoking now? What? Oh my gosh.
Okay, I had one clove cigarette with Lucy in the cemetery.
Wait, you did do all those things.
Yeah.
I said don't meet them and don't go to the White Spire. Was that entire story that you made up true?
Yeah, but to be fair, I did leave you a note. I did everything that you said, and I left a note at the secondary location where I said I would leave you a note saying where we were going. So you could have followed the notes.
I said do not go to the White Spire.
That is so true, but I told you I was gonna go.
You did do that, but you can't say that you did everything that I told you to.
Well, no, I did that because I packed all of my knives. I made sure to have snacks. I brought snacks for Lucy for the trip back. And there, oh, Michael, I do leave all of the sausage rolls there so that Lucy has extra sausage rolls to eat.
Nice.
Well, you can't feed Lucy. They're gonna get used to you. It's like feeding a stray. They're gonna become required.
They're my friend. I have one friend.
You're grounded.
Oh, my God. You're never grounded. Let me have friends.
You can't perform anymore. You're grounded. You have to stay inside.
You can't stop me from singing. My heart will sing if it wants to.
The idea of this happening in Rourke is like 28 years old. Yeah. Extremely funny to me.
And I think she's technically taller than me now due to some slight height confusions early on.
Who knows? It's all very ambiguous.
You're grounded. I grab a handful of whatever you're cooking, even if it's not a hand food, and storm out.
It was absolutely breakfast burritos, but I wrapped the outside in the bacon and fried it, so it is hot bacon on the outside of the breakfast burrito. But it's delicious.
Ice cream. I grab a leaf, because we're in the past, you know, and I wrap that around my burrito and storm out.
Where do you walk to?
The tavern.
Okay. Selene is in there. And she's, like, hunched over a coffee at a breakfast, and she looks like shit.
Hey, Selene, what do you know? You start any treason yet?
Wait, sorry, what did you just say to me?
Start any treason yet?
No, shut up. I couldn't sleep last night.
She didn't start the treason, but she'll sure as hell finish it.
That's right. And she was, like, writing, like, fan fiction of herself and how she defeated the Order back in her room.
Here's how no one's mad at me.
No. Selene went back to her room last night. She tried to read her Crimson Courtesan books, and even that was not doing it. And she laid in bed for a long time and stared at the ceiling. She had a panic attack and, like, walked around. And then she just got up, so she really hasn't gotten a lot of sleep, and she looks bad.
I hand her a baggie, a Ziploc baggie, whatever that would look here. Probably made out of goat intestine baggie, a dried goat intestine baggie of chopped up little leaves. You pack that into like a thing and you smoke it, and it should calm you down at night if you need it.
Oh, well.
You freaking smoke it and you feel cool.
Well, I've never done that before, so like, do I just like just light it on fire and inhale it, or like?
Give me that. Listen, sucks you didn't sleep good. Do you need one of us to put you to sleep? Little joke.
Oh, well, I got plenty of that yesterday. Yeah. No, I just am.
Yeah, Lucy did it.
Just pretty stressed. Well, okay, but
Lucy did.
Was it just Lucy, though?
No, it was just Lucy, actually.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, that's your opinion. I walk away.
What? No, don't walk away. We need to figure out what we're doing. We need to figure out a plan, because the OT, I mean, they're probably going to be here any time.
The plan is to, I guess, get Lucy to make those bugs attack them on the road, and then we'll see what happens, right? Is that right?
Yes. Am I there with you, or is it just you guys?
You're grounded.
Okay, I'm in the cellar.
Maybe Ward came up, maybe she followed Chuck up, and so she joined the conversation.
Yeah, if you walk in, I just, like, stare at you.
Like, you're grounded, you're grounded.
Tried to, yeah, and then I just...
But then I take a big bite of the burrito and go, oh.
Wait, can I? That looks really good, though.
You've ruined my life. You can't have one of Rourke's delicious burritos.
Well,
until you solve it.
I throw the burrito in. I just chuck it in. It's wrapped in, like, I don't know. It's wrapped in a similar goat sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a goat sack.
A goat sack burrito.
With teeth zipper. You unzip the teeth, and then there's a delicious bacon burrito.
What did they use for Ziplocs in the past?
I think they used, like, jars and things.
How did they keep stuff in the fridge?
Oh, my God.
They didn't have a fridge. They dug a hole in the ground.
What? Eat breakfast, get coffee. We'll grab Screech. And...
Is Ratma around?
Yeah. Your Ratma's around.
I just imagine her just, like, looking at us and just, like, kind of laughing to herself, like, these dummies.
It feels mostly like that whenever she's around.
She's, like, mocking. Selene does not like it.
Look at these fucking idiots.
Selene can feel that Ratma thinks she's an idiot. She can tell. And she's pissed about it.
We talk about you in Goblin, and then you just clearly hear the word idiot.
You're Selene.
Selene's an idiot.
OT, idiot. Yeah, the goblin worm idiot is just like common idiot. They just stole it.
I throw you a sack of raw meat.
Why are you giving me these weird things? You leaves, you give me raw meat?
Well, I figure it's your fault we're in this mess, so I'm going to give you the gross job.
What am I supposed to do with this?
You need to make a line of this meat so that the ants go out to grab it when the OT comes by.
I should probably talk to Lucy.
It's not a good
Lucy
plan,
about,
but yeah.
I should probably talk to Lucy about this, right? Because they're bugs, like, They're gonna, well, at least they know how they work or whatever.
All right, but take the raw meat with you.
Oh, God, this is so gross. Celine's like holding it like just barely pinched in her hand.
Do we want to say that Screech comes in at this point? Since Screech is all also talking about filling the White Spire?
You think Screech would just go directly there, or would you think he would?
I think he would head to the woods in costume.
But maybe also, I think I could see there being a conversation. Lucy's at the White Spire. We should go to the White Spire.
Yeah.
To talk to them.
I'm not going to the White Spire. Rourke, call her.
Call Lucy?
Yes, use your stone.
I mean, shouldn't we investigate, though?
No.
Okay.
Why?
I text Lucy.
Those things are cursed.
I call Lucy on the phone, and I say, hey, so my dad's been, like, not being as chill, and he doesn't want to go to the White Spire.
He's being totally unchill right now.
I don't get it. I said that it was fine. And was very honest, and here we are. So, I don't know. Okay, and then she covers the rock, and she says, okay, what do you want me to say?
We're not going to the White Spire. We need to talk about the bug thing, so just tell her to come to the tavern.
Oh, can you come here to the tavern so that we can talk about the bug thing? Also, I made bacon burritos. They're delish, and I saved one for you. Bye!
You wait.
I'm sure she's just checking. It's fine.
Do you see three little pebbles on the sending stone?
Yeah, you see three little pebbles.
Oh, shit, no!
And they show up, and they disappear, and they show up.
Damn, left you on read.
Oh, my God. Does it go away? How long does it stay?
It says, tavern no good. Meet me by the broken elevator. The lift by the waterfall.
Oh, okay. Yes, will do. And then I say, okay, we gotta go to the broken lift by the waterfall.
Where the fuck is that?
You all know where it is.
Is that on the far right of the map?
Yeah, it's like where the water wheel is and stuff.
Mm.
It's by like Fort. It's above, it's three.
Okay.
It's the waterfall, yeah.
Tight. All right, that works for me.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, and sorry, Screech is here for this?
No.
Because we're going in completely opposite directions, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
Because Screech is starting on the other side of the lake.
Right.
Which is the right side of the lake for Screech.
Because it's too fancy to sleep in the tavern.
Mm-hmm. I should look at that map again.
Screech, you're walking to the White Spire, right?
Walking is not exactly the word for it. Grappling, I guess you could say.
You're grappling along.
He's parkouring too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm doing tons of games.
Do you pretend to be an animal every now and again so that people don't know that you're a guy or what?
Yeah, but not to varying degrees of success.
This nut's good. This is a good nut.
I love this.
Oh shit! I forgot they can't talk.
Fuck! Oh man, I ruined it.
As you're doing a sick gainer, you notice a small figure walking along the path towards town.
How small?
Like, you think it's Lucy.
I'm doing a sick gainer, but it's not too late to shoot a grapple and, like, you know, change directions, like, mid gainer. I'd probably fall on the path, like, right behind Lucy, then stand up real quick.
You don't do the superhero landing?
Well, that was me trying to do the superhero landing. What are we, level two or three? I don't even remember.
Three.
We're three, Michael. I'll get it. Give me time.
That's fair.
He has something to grow towards.
So, yeah, you land there, and they're like, whoa, where'd you come from?
I am everywhere, and I'm nowhere. Where are you off to this afternoon?
It's just us meeting up with the rest of the resistance. Do you want to come along?
The rest of the resistance, I thought you met at the spire.
Huh?
I thought you met at the spire!
What?
The spire!
Yeah, I wanted them to come to the spire, but like, I think that Chuck guy's kind of a prick.
No, Chuck is going through a lot right now. Let's not be too hard on Chuck.
Oh, you know him?
We've
We've fought side by side on a number of occasions.
That's what we need.
I was a little better at it, but...
That's what the Resistance needs. Yeah. Needs fighters.
I'm not too sure. Where do you keep these? Where are you keeping this this ant device?
There's no device.
I feel like you said there was a device.
No, I fed them special food and stuff. There's a collar, but I get, apparently it wasn't working this morning when I tried to use it because I'm walking. But I am able to use it to ride my aunt, who I'm pretty sure I said the name of previously.
Where's the Resistance meeting?
That's a cool voice. We're going down by the lift, by the waterfall.
All right, well, I got some things to do, but maybe if it's cool, I'll swing by later.
Okay. Do you want sunglasses? It's really bright out.
Oh my god, that'd actually be kind of nice. Because, you know, when you swing, I'm doing the backflips. The sun gets in my eyes.
These aren't
turn me into a giant ant sunglasses, are they?
Oh, I don't have sunglasses with me. But I can make some.
Like what, right now, or I'll get them from you later?
Well, yeah, it would be later.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds great. Yeah, I'll stop by.
Why is every conversation with this NPC so awkward?
That's just like their deal. That's just how Lucy is.
Oh my god, who's that?
Huh?
At point.
Lucy is making extreme eye contact with you and goes, I don't know. Who is it?
Damn it, Lucy's the smartest person in the party.
They're so smart!
I bend down as if to tie my shoe, uh-huh. And then I throw a cloud of dust in her eye. And I'll grapple away.
Wow! Bucked in!
Your jerk! You hear that as you're grappling away.
I am following, though.
Okay. Yeah, so Lucy, stops to forage a mushroom now and again, but heads through town and then heads right to the waterfall.
Yeah, that's what we're for quite some time, and you can see right here the construction is pretty cool. They don't do tours down here as much as they should.
Hmm, interesting.
It was a lot more fun whenever that person didn't die, because then they like blocked everything off. Before, you could just walk all over the place.
Oh. Yeah. It's dangerous. You could slip and break your neck.
The thrill is what is fun.
You're grounded.
And she jumps in the air. Nope, I'm aired.
Oh, look, you're all here.
Oh, look, you.
What's up, Dad?
Chuck is... just call me Chuck. That's fine.
I told Lucy you were cool.
How big of a waterfall is this, Michael?
Ooh, good question.
It's pretty tall. It's like a good... Like, I was going to say 50 feet, and I was like, is that tall enough?
That feels tall.
I feel like it's tall. It seems tall to me. That is 10 basketball goals high.
That's 5 stories.
Wait, sorry. 5 basketball goals high. Ignore me. I was thinking 10 feet. 10 feet. 5 basketball goals.
Even higher. I'm going 100 after the basketball thing.
Whoa, 10 basketball goals.
Yeah, it's big.
Are we at the bottom or the top of this thing?
Top.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Wait, how did we get up here?
No, you start at the top.
Well, right.
Oh, it's like that. Oh, we're at the top, yeah. And it goes down. Got it.
And there's like a switchback trail that you can go down.
Got it.
It's actually really beautiful here. Big-ass lake. This is the lake that the whole town is around. And like a sort of a little river comes off of it and then goes down a big old cliff. And there used to be a lift here that would, you know, take Theonite up and down. But it got broke not too long ago. Maybe by some sabotages, which has also slowed things down. So instead, you know, they have to take the unit down the switchback trail, which is a lot longer. But it's gorgeous right here. It's just you can see for miles, and
And yeah, you're at a mountain lake. I mean, it's...
I feel like Celine has been like very stressed out, but she does have a moment where she like kind of forgets for a second because it is so beautiful. And she's like not really like been outside the city a lot. So she's just kind of like staring in awe at everything. And then she sees Lucy and the crew and it all comes flooding back. All the terrible things that are going on.
All right. The plan sounds simple. Correct me if I'm wrong. I really don't like it. I don't like being here. I say we just push Celine out and like tie her up and put her in a box or something like that. But
no, that's we should not do that. Don't you think that the Order's going to be looking for me?
That's
if I'm
Plan
disappeared?
B, and I wink and elbow Rourke. That's Plan B. Yeah, that's why we show them. We put you in a box, easily findable. I'm kidding.
Are you going to have me alive in the box?
Yeah, you'll be alive.
I don't want to be in the box.
Then let's make sure this ant plan works. Lucy.
Wait, you're going to try to use the ants right now?
Yes, it solves
well,
two problems.
Maybe not like today, but soon. In the next few days.
Lucy, you said that the ants are eventually going to overrun Rhymeford and kill everyone that I have dear to me, which you clearly set up a problem.
I was... being a little dramatic, but
oh
know.
Well, too bad. We have to deal with those ants.
I'm sure a few people would survive.
I mean, could you? Honestly, I don't really want anyone in Rhymeford to die.
Right.
I just want the OT group that is coming here. I don't necessarily want them to die either. I want them to be scared away. So you really just need to, and maybe you don't even need all the ants. You just need a few targeted ants.
Yeah, so I gave Celine all this raw meat to help out, but...
Yeah, it's really gross. It's honestly starting to stink, and it's dripping down my arm.
Yeah, it's gross. But if there's any way that you can control them and have them explicitly, maybe not attack, just be around the OT coming
in. Yeah, like a blockade, you know?
Yeah,
like an
ant checkpoint. Like, oh, whoops, didn't see you there. I'm a big-ass ant. That'd be pretty cool for us. Or one of those big scorpions or something.
Yeah.
The dragonflies, too. Any of those things would be super chill. Do they like raw meat?
Yeah, they do.
Cool.
Yeah, totally. Totally, totally, totally. Yeah, I think I can do that. I think I can definitely do that.
Okay.
I think that'll work.
So we probably need to send out someone to see where the OT group is. Like, they're like, we need an outpost to give us to let us know when they're on their way.
What if we got Drop Bear to do it? They're perfect.
Oh.
Because the OT won't see them coming.
That is true.
That is actually true.
Just then, Drop Bear comes up the last switchback.
I thought we were meeting at the bottom.
Why didn't you grapple up?
There's water. Tried too many rocks.
Just imagine if you keep getting smacked down by the water.
Your grappling hook keeps falling down in the wet wood.
Soaking wet.
Oh, hey, Drop Bear. Good to see you. I wink. That's me saying that I know who he is. The squirrel. the plan is that, unless anyone has a better idea, again, I'm pretty clear that I think this is a bad idea. This is both Chuck saying it and Tim, but we're going to have the ants just be around. The OT will not like it because that's quite magical. Some of them have fucking theonite in their skulls. They're going to go to the cave, yada, 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 distracted. And if a few OT go... out with the ants, that's whatever, but hopefully it's a big enough distraction. We all clear?
I do think they're going to be pretty freaked out by the ants. Like, that's pretty unusual, so...
It was very unnerving to all of us.
Yeah, I think the OT, like, honestly, I don't think that they, like, know that there are people that are really doing magic. Like, I don't think they know that.
Okay, quick question. Sorry to derail it, but... Does the OT think that we're all just, like, dumb? Because I am, but also...
Well, it's less that they think you're dumb, and more that you're not to be trusted.
Rourke, we live very far away. If that's... We live here. so that we don't have to deal with the OT. Everywhere else has the OT that comes in and kills people.
We don't just go around killing
people. They wanted you
people.
To kill a journalist just because he was printing things you didn't
well,
like.
That was, yeah, in that case,
that
yes.
That was your first mission. What does that tell you?
Well, I was a very good student, so it's very important.
Getting a lot of grade A's and
obviously
murder class.
You said obviously.
Boom. It was,
boom. Got
wow.
Got
wow. That is so dismissive of my education. Okay, whatever. Celine walks away, just like
more like re-education.
Damn.
It was only your first one, so you didn't really need to be re-educated. Anyways, yeah, Rourke. Normally they would come in and just kill everybody. So that's why we live here. And the Theonite sometimes, like, is wonky with their magical detection powers. Woo, 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 woo.
What if we made little armor for ourselves out of Theonite and then they couldn't detect us magically?
I ain't putting that shit on my skin. No thanks. Too scary. Would never wear anything made out of it. Too scary.
Really? Why?
Very scary. Don't know what the stuff
it's
is.
It's fine. I wear it every day.
Yeah, see?
Zilly says from, like, far away. She's, like, still, like, she's, like, arms crossed, back turned, but she's gotta, like, chime in. She can't help it.
The rumor is that the Emperor, his goddamn self, can kind of track it and things like that. He knows what that sleeve's right here
yeah,
right
that
now.
Is how, that's how it works. But it's fine. I mean, if you're not doing anything bad, then it's fine.
How do you know that that's really how it works? And not just what they tell you so that you think that they're tracking you so that you act accordingly to the way that they want you to act.
Well, I don't care. For me.
My boss can definitely contact me, so it definitely does something. And they know where I am.
We're all gonna die.
I was gonna make you something as like a, you know, I don't know, like a, what is the olive branch?
Yeah.
Something like that. Is that what they say?
Like a new guitar string.
Well, no, I wasn't going to make him an olive branch. It was like a peace offering. Since, you know, we obviously don't get along.
No, I know. That's what we call it in the band world.
Ow, you're a guitar string.
Rourke, you got to stop saying phrases that only you use. It's so confusing. listen, I'll take more of those magic banger things you had, grenades, but, right now I'm like, I don't think it's safe to wear that, and, I don't know anybody that wears any of that type of stuff, so, it's really just the OT, and they probably have some sort of, like, chemicals they drink to not die from it, so no thanks.
Wow.
I read an article that it scrambles your mind. They're controlling you with it.
This is exactly why we can't trust everyone with magic, because people still hold these beliefs.
Wait,
like,
you're still taking their side?
I mean, like, yeah, they're not perfect, obviously, but I don't have to talk about this right now.
We should not have given you that burrito.
I think I have a way that everyone can be happy. I have some experience making armor out of ant carcasses.
Wait a second.
Okay, that actually that actually does track because he's always using animals.
And I think he did show us that he put the ants on him. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. That's it. We could do that.
Oh, pretend to be ants?
I mean, yeah, I thought we just wanted armor.
No.
I gotta be honest, I just got here. I'm real tired.
thank you, Quality. That's helpful.
Drop bear.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so I guess first things first is we have to make sure that we can track them, right? See when they're coming.
Yeah. Yes. Drop bear, are you able to be our ye olde scout and send us a message of some sort?
They'll never see me coming.
You sound like Richard Nixon.
He did! I'm scared.
Oh my god, that's the next animal he's going to be.
He's going
to call me a slur. He went from squirrel to drop bear to ant to drop bear to Richard Nixon. What's
wow,
next?
Wow, Richard Milhouse.
Is it okay, Rourke and Lucy, if we give one of those stones to Mr. Dropbear?
Rourke looks at Lucy and winks at them. I'm perfectly fine with this.
Yeah, let me just clear my cache.
And Lucy hands you a sending stone. And Lucy looks at the camera and goes, this plan might just work. And then...
All right. Out of character.
We'll stop the episode.
out of character, this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that Drop Bear is going to go out there.
Yeah.
Tell us when they're coming. We're going to somehow get the ants to go there. They fight the ants. Now, I kind of, for some reason, flipped the map in my brain because I thought their cave was on the right side of town. But, Michael, it sounds like the ant cave is near the mine.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty far away.
So I do not know how we're going to get them from the road, the switchbacks, all the way over
there. We have
there.
To lead them on little leashes.
Well, no, like, the OT.
Oh, the OT. Well, maybe lead them on leashes, too. I don't know.
We'll see.
I thought you were talking about the ants. I was going to say we just leave a little trail honey for them.
I mean, they have to take the ants to wherever they are.
Yes, but then we don't want them to go to kill those five ants. They have to follow the ants to the source. And go down there, because we need to kill those ants.
I was kind of thinking it was going to be a battle.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that for sure. But I'm talking fallback plan.
Well.
Because we don't want those ants to be alive, nor those scorpions, nor those dragonflies, because like Lucy said, they're going to kill all of Rhymeford.
I don't know if Lucy's going to be fully on board with this. Kill all the ants. I think well, they want to test them out.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, that's our episode.
Woo!
We did it.
Oh, God.
It's so good.
Great job, everybody.
Oh, my
God. We were in, like, so many different places and, like, split up, and now we're back together again, baby.
Oh, my God.
Splitting the party is good, actually. We should do it all the time.
I love it.
Yeah, look, literally past the first episode, second episode, nothing bad has come of it.
Yeah, it's after episode fine. 4, nothing bad happens. Yeah.
After nothing bad will ever happen again.
thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And since we're recording this on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, you know what that means. It means that we're giving away dice. Wow.
Dice?
Every single week, Die Hard Dice provides us a code that you can use to get some beautiful dice. All you have to do is be here at twitch.tv every Tuesday at around 8:45 and watch. So right now, Twitch, we're going to give away some dice. And it's important to note, next week, we're recording on Thursday.
Yes.
Is that next week?
Yes.
That's so fucked up. How's my birthday so soon?
It is really soon.
I'm young.
Your birthday's next Friday.
Not anymore.
You're a sweet young lad.
I'm going to be Nika's age, dude.
What the fuck does that mean?
Congratulations to Only I Furnace. You have won the beautiful dice. This is your lucky day. This day. Michael, is our plan good or are you going to make it bad? Like,
it's great.
I feel like we're doing great. We're doing...
We gotta do something.
Not the Lord's work, but...
We're not in a good situation, so...
I'm gonna quit the podcast in order to save Chuck. Is that logical?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
Thank you, everyone, for going to patreon.com/dndpodcast and downloading the show and telling your friends and things like that. People are starting to hear our cross promos, which is really funny.
Yeah, our friend texted us to say, I heard your ad for your podcast on a different podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
I heard when we were listening today, I did a listen along on Thrifty Craft and youtube.com/thriftycrafting. And the Dungeon Daddies ad was on our feed.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're getting a lot of Twitter followers, so I assume it's working. But yeah, like we said before, there's always a little dip when you start a new campaign, things like this, or like a new season.
Yeah.
So whatever. You keep doing what you're doing, but telling friends super, super, super helps us.
Yes.
Indeed, Areno. What other things that help us? You can help be our friends by coming to GeeklyCon, geeklycon.com.
Yeah.
There's even single day tickets now, so you can go get those.
That's fucked up.
And you can get a cool water bottle like this one.
What the fuck? Give that to me right now.
That is look like how really
cool that is.
I love the color.
Michael, nice? I can't help but notice that you can't see through
it. You can't see through it. It is opaque. Almost always do we give you an opaque drinking item for GeeklyCon.
Yeah. So, yeah, GeeklyCon, mask required. Unless you're drinking directly from the water bottle.
Yeah.
That's fine. We should acquire straws somehow. Do they make straws that are N95 safe? And yeah, vaccinations are required, mm-hmm. right, Michael?
They are, unless you have a medical note, essentially, saying that you don't have to have one. Or you can't have one.
And you still need to wear a mask.
And then, yeah, and you still need a negative test in that case.
Oh, we have to have a negative test, too?
If you're not vaccinated.
Oh, if you don't have a vaccination. Got it.
And you have a medical... blah, blah, blah. Anyway. But yeah, so thank you, Die Hard Dice. And thank you so much for hanging out with us this week. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeekLink. We're at D&D Podcast. We're on Patreon at D&D Podcast. Mm-hmm. And we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm on those things at Thrifty Nerd. And you can catch my Patreon for my crafting stuff at patreon.com/ThriftyCrafts.
You can follow me on those locations as well. I'm at Tim Lanning, and like we said at the top of the show, Jennifer and I just dropped our Left Behind podcast, Tribulation Farce. And again, it's mostly for people who are just interested in things like that.
Yeah, it's for people who grew up around it and people who didn't and are like, what is this?
Yes.
And we're doing it book club style, and it's fun.
Yep. And definitely head on over to patreon.com/D&D podcast, because in a few months, the new season of Tales from the Foaming Tankard, our Patreon exclusive show, which is vaguely true stories told at the Foaming Tankard, I'm on it, and I'm playing Briprap.
Oh my God, Briprap!
Yeah, we do a little bit of light retconning of some certain Tid Town facts to kind of save Tid Town, and our DM, Mr. Red, is playing fast and loose with the multiverse.
I mean, that's wow. the beauty of Foaming Tankard,
right? Because it's dubious canon. Mm. There's a huge character reveal in that first one. We're all like, what? and it was funny to me, and I liked it. So yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for checking out all those various things. And also check out Dear Internet and Naruto Revuto. Those are two other podcasts I am on, along with some of these other folks.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And you can find me on OnlyFans at, I think it's Nika Howard, and then NikaHowardVIP_VIP. It's all in my bio. If you look at my bios, they'll be there. Come hang out. It's fun. Thank you.
You can find me on Twitter at the Mike Bachman. Check out my other podcast that I do with June called Game Crimes at Game Crimes Pod. June 7th, the album is out for everyone.
Woo!
The Roll for Streetwise album. It will be. I don't have like an exact time or anything, but you'll find it wherever you get your digital music.
That's so exciting. Very, very exciting. Yeah. Also exciting, youtube.com/thriftycrafting, up to 221 subscribers. It was like 180 last week.
Whoa.
So thank you everyone. And if anyone else wants to jump on there, I won't turn you down. I literally can't. Thanks everybody, until next week, keep it dicey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.